So hi everybody, I'm going to talk about FFDN, which is a federation of ISPs in France. And we have in common that we are all do-it-yourself ISPs. We are mostly in France, but also in Belgium. And we'd actually like to have the concept expand to other places in Europe, for instance. Alright, so that's the map of our census for ISPs. Blue being ISPs that we have running in France. Orange are other groups that we know that are not necessarily ISPs or are not necessarily currently running. As you can see, there are quite a few ISPs which are running that way. Actually, there's also a few others in more remote places, but I can't show them properly on a map. In total, counting do-it-yourself ISPs and non-do-it-yourself ISPs, there are 1,800 ISPs in France, and we are only a tiny fraction of it, and if we count by subscribers count, we are even thinner. But what we have is what is special about us is that we make sure that we stay at a scale that is human. We try to have a link between our members that everyone knows pretty much each other and can actually influence how the ISP runs and how the organization runs. Currently, so we have more than 2,000 members, and more than half, it's roughly 61%, are subscribers. That also means that these people rely on us for their internet access, and actually rely on themselves too. The reason we have decided to split between so many ISPs, so currently 30, we are nearing maybe 40, is that there is one old ISP in France. It's been running for 25 years. It's called FDN. And roughly a decade ago, they realized that there were so many people, they couldn't know each other well enough. So they decided to split between many smaller ISPs. Something like, let's say, whenever possible, whenever there was a city big enough for people to start something, or a region where people would be interested in doing something, they would be helped in starting that project. And that way we have structures that are smaller and that each of them can keep that human scale. And it's much more simple to get involved that way for everyone. So we can have newcomers that don't have to know everything. They don't have to know 20 years of history or all the technical details of one running ISP, which handles 2,000 customers. And that way, we're not simply customers, but also members of the association. So I'm going to go more into details about what the federation does on human aspects, on technical topics, so how we... Because the federation itself is not an ISP. It's a federation of ISP which knows not that much about technical things. We will also see how we manage contact with the state administration at the federation level and a few things about what we do with law, how we study it, analyze it, and try to help the ISPs. So, first point in making a new ISP is to get people to meet each other. And with the federation, we have a pretty good, people tend to know us. They know that if they want to start an ISP, a local one, they can simply ask us. And we'll try to get them the right contact. We know that someone lives in the proper place, or that someone was interested in doing something, and we will tell each other to contact them, to get in touch. We also give the standard advice that it's not that simple, and they need several people to actually start the ISP to do. To start a project, they can't be alone in doing that. That's at least something in France. In order to become an ISP, you need to do a bit of paperwork. It's like only one, I don't know exactly, but it's one, maybe two pages. It's very simple. But people tend to get scared about it very easily. So we tell them, no, no. Be assured, it's going to be simple. You don't have to worry about that. And don't worry about hardware either. We're going to help with that. Usually, it takes a few weeks, few months, before people actually start something and ask us again about how they should proceed. So we simply wait, and maybe after 1 year, we'll get into touch ourselves again. But usually before that, they get back and we learn about the project and how it's going on and so on. Now, about technical topics, as I said, the Federation itself is not an ISP. It's not running hardware by itself. It's not running services except a few things that we need to, like a wiki, things like that, but no internet access. Where we help is really we tell people, yeah, we need, if you need hardware, we can probably find something for you. If you need IPv4 addresses, we can probably find someone that can lend you IPv4 addresses, and so on. We also help them decide what they need, what is going to best help them for internet access with technologies, because quite often we have people who come like, oh, I want to do DSL, and yeah, but radio is probably going to be better for you. And that's where we help, and we tell them, yeah, we can do like 10 kilometers, 100 megabits, we can do it. There are a few if, but usually we can do it. Or you can do it with them. Yeah, as I said, we tend to learn things to start the ISP because we don't want people to get drawn into details, we think. We think the most important part is getting the organization set up to get things running at a human level, and hardware can be replaced. Humans, not the same kind. You will have new members, but it's always a loss when someone leaves. And IPv4 addresses, they are more and more annoying to get, but we still have some spare prefixes which we can use and which you can learn. Right. So about where specifically we help for different kind of accesses. So DSL, we obviously cannot pull cables ourselves. We can do that, it's way too expensive. So instead, what we do now is simply that we have access to wholesale from larger ISPs, and we get bitstream from subscribers. Sorry, and that way we can do whatever we want with the traffic, which is give IPs as we wish, avoid. Let's say throttling depending on websites, make sure that we abide by net neutrality and so on. But since we have there are some fixed costs, like for instance, for one telco, we have 200 euros per month for zero line. Obviously, if we have less than 50 subscribers, it's not going to work out. So what we do at the Federation level is make sure that, is help ISPs communicate and share between them. Typically, one is going to take the to sign the contract and is going to resell lines to others. That way, we can be a couple of hundreds on the lines, and the 200 are quite small and not an issue. We don't end up much more expensive than big telcos. We do end up more expensive, but hopefully not too much. Yeah, dial-up, I'm mentioning it because we do have that in FDN. Oops, sorry, it's my fault. We do have that in FDN, but obviously no one gets new lines that way. But it has been useful to provide internet access in Syria a few years ago. It was simply dial FDN in France and get internet access that way. Slow, but it works. Right, radio is something we have been more involved in the past few years. In France, we have. If you don't know the geography of France, it's basically that, well, at least from a people perspective, it's Paris. Then you have a few other cities, and in between, there's pretty much nothing. Now, these places tend to have really poor internet access. I think if you go even 30, 40 kilometers away from Paris and want to have DSL, you'll have less than 1 megabit per second or nothing. So you might be really unlucky, and radio helps us bridge that gap. We tend to advise it to people who start ISPs in places a bit not in cities, and who want. We have members who don't really like cities, and that really helps with the connectivity. We try to share experience. I'm sure we have really a lot to learn from Firefunk and from Giphy and again others, but we do have a bit of experience in radio links, and we can at least explain to people if they're going to manage to get the link that they want, and more often than not, it's doable, and we push people to do radio because it's going to be like €100 hardware to begin with, and then pretty much nothing. And last is FTTH, so fiber. And fiber is pretty much the same as DSL from 15 years ago. It's that we can't use it in France, and we can't have a wholesale for it. So we are stuck, and I'll explain a bit soon what we are doing to solve that. Alright. So it involves a bit of talking with the state, and we do some, let's say, lobbying related to radio bands in order to make sure that we keep some for the people. We also do try to get FTTH Bitstream, which would allow us to actually provide subscriptions for our fiber. And we also invest some of our time trying to avoid having to log what our subscribers do, because the laws in France currently try to force you to keep an IP address and name match for 1 year, which is pretty huge, and the EU disagrees with it, but still in France it's what it's done. So before talking about the law aspects, a bit of regulation, teeny bit I promise. So our regulator is the ARCEP, and they work together in the BEREC, and we have pretty good ties, ties maybe not, but we tend to exchange with them on a fairly regular basis, and we can say that ARCEP listens to us. We are basically no bullshit. When they ask something and we answer, we don't give the same answers as the largest telcos. We have a different point of view, we have different needs, and that's something they actually want. They want different answers. They don't want the same bullshit that they get all of the time from large telcos. So they are really happy to get such feedback. And yeah, just to give an example, one public consultation that we have currently running, actually it's due before mid-January, I think, and I haven't started yet, is user equipment, because they have telcos that say that the user shouldn't be able to choose their own equipment or terminal, they shouldn't be able to change hardware, software. The law actually says they have to. Users have to be free. It's an EU law. They have to be free to choose their equipment. But the RCEP doesn't know what that means. They need us to... And they also ask other telcos for details about what that entails, what should be done, how to do it, and so on. And we are hopeful that we are going to get properly heard for that. As I said, we also do stuff on the EU level. Since we are a federation of ASP and not more, when there's something which is closer to what La Quadrature du Net does, we tend to either shift it to La Quadrature or work with La Quadrature. We have the same for the groups of people. We try to stay pretty much focused, and when we have to do something like consultations or the like, we do it for topics that are really for ISPs. And yeah, I just had mentioned that I'm not able to understand all the steps of the legislative process of the EU. I simply cannot. So what I tend to do is I hope that someone from the La Quadrature is going to guide me and to make sure I don't say the wrong thing to the wrong people. So far that has worked well enough, and I hope it's going to continue, but should be good. Yeah, right. So legal actions. As I said, in France right now, the law says we have to keep match for 1 year between IP addresses and usernames. Actually, well, we have to be able to identify someone for 1 year. And that's a lot. The EU Court of Justice says it's too much. France says no, the EU Court of Justice mentioned that for another case on what we do. Legal actions help, how should I put it? They force the government and the law to evolve. They force them to adapt to what is actually asked. If no one goes to court, it's going to stay the same. And we might do the same for FTTH, because currently we have monopolies. Even the EU agrees that the situation in France for fiber is a monopoly, pretty much. And swing is again a way to make things move forward. Almost the end. Something we do also at the federation level is is to read the law, try to understand it, try to express it in terms of what is actually needed on a technical point of view. If you need to change the such and such configuration, if you need to make sure that your logs don't contain such lines, that's something we are currently working on. It's fairly difficult, but we also have a lot of people who ask us about it. Takes us time to do it, because the topic is huge and the law is contradictory, and it's been written with phones in mind, not internet. But we managed to move forward, and there's really someone asking us about what the status is of our conclusions every couple months at most. Well, I think we do at the Federation level is that if we have a law that seems completely too much, it seems too restrictive, too bad, simply, we can use the Federation to say, no, we don't want to do it. We think that thing is bad. Maybe other ISPs do it, but we think it's bad. We won't do it, and we will resist doing it. So what's next? We are really growing actually quite fast currently. We've gained in the Federation, I think, 3 ISPs during the year, 3-4 ISPs maybe. I'm not counting members, maybe a few hundreds. At least seems to be quite a lot. But we also have new issues to deal with. For instance, a few weeks ago, one of our ISP member had its IP provider change, and they said, no, we're not going to give you IPv4 addresses anymore, at least not at that rate. You're going to have to pay, I don't know, 3-4 times as much as before. And that's a real issue for building an ISP now. It's popping up. We also have in France surveillance laws. They have there was a talk by La Quadrature earlier today. You can catch up with it. It's not streamed anymore, obviously, but MediaKit should be up soon. And it gives a list of everything that has been done in the past few years, from laws to statements of high-level politics about how to break anonymity, privacy, and so on. But currently, we have pretty good success about it. We do manage to win against the largest telcos, which are multi-billion companies. So it's pretty good. We also have won things about against the states again. And in a similar fashion, there was for ESP there was a Tele2. There was Tele2 decision, which restricts how long we have to keep logs on users. And we would like to see and to get involved more with people who do that at a European level. We'd like more collaboration with others. We know there's EDWI, there's even La Quadrature, which is known at the European level. There's FSFE for a lot of topics. But we haven't seen that for ISPs, and we would really love that it grows. So we can have more like, hey, I want to make a new ISP, and I need your links from that place to that place. Has someone tried? Can someone help me about that? And we would really love to see that at a European scale, because we do have that in France currently. So thanks LibreOffice, which has eaten my contact infos. So here you go. Just give me a second, because it's going to be easier if I can type it. Great. So contact@ffdn.org is our main way to reach the Federation. We have a few people we try to answer quickly. Sometimes we need a few days, but usually it's fine. The map I've shown at the beginning, which has the database of ISPs, is db.ffdn.org. Actually, the code is open source. It's not very well groomed, but it's improving quickly now. And we can add other points, we can add more data to it. It's simply a JSON file to update. Each ISP publishes a JSON file, and we pull it for DB. If you want to reach me at Congress, you can simply use that IRC or XMPP. XMPP is going to work better at Congress. because I'm not always on IEC. And GSM doesn't work now. Dect I haven't registered, so forget it for but now. And then simply that took from the EasyJet amateur who let's say the people who like to sue the government. They seem to do that for breakfast, I don't know why, but it works well. They're giving a talk in 2 days. If you want, check it out. It's as I say, let's take states to the court and make things improve. It's simply making sure that laws are judged as not abiding by the constitution. It's what we have right now, but it seems lawmakers manage to do that very often. They manage to do bad laws on a very regular basis. So that's thing for today, I think. And if you have any question, go on. Any question?
You said you consult new providers in terms of the legal requirements. Is there a high entry barrier for this to implement these regulations for new providers? So like a setup where you have some, some boxes which conform to some standards and audits, and where you have to think about €50,000 setup fee for such a system in the beginning.
There's no issue with that. If you want to set an ISP, it's only a few dozen of euros at most for everything. The law simply says you have to do it. It doesn't say how you have to do it. So no such issue, but currently we actually don't know how we are supposed to do it by the law. We are still small enough to fly under the radar, so we don't have that issue. There's also another thing, because right now there are black boxes on French subscriber lines, but we don't have the details, they are kept secret. So that kind of hardware which would be certified or whatever, or come from some specific source, and I wouldn't know who would pay it, is probably currently deployed, but only on the larger ISPs. And also in a sense, since we are relying on the infrastructure, we don't know if the data of our subscribers goes through that. But that's a possibility, but we don't have the details.